Good morning. This is Marco with Up Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 16th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were July corn up 5¾ cents, July wheat up 9½ cents, and July beans up a nickel. Currently, we've got the dollar up 16 ticks, crude oil up 87 a barrel, gold and silver a little bit lower out here. More strength overnight. You know, yesterday we saw the big sell-off after about 9:45 in the morning, and we kind of grinded lower. Beans broke, I think it was about 10 cents off their highs, corn about a dime off their highs, wheat 10 cents off their highs or more. I think it's actually maybe 15 cents. And we've come back a little bit here today. I think the break yesterday was it looked like somebody had put in some rain in the forecast, and that's what broke it. But the forecasts I see look very wet for the Midwest starting today, going right through the weekend into next week. Doesn't seem to be a whole lot of relief. And I think people are going to start to notice that we could lose some serious acres out here. So, you know, I believe that we can see these corn certainly push up somewhere between $4 and $4.03. July corn maybe up to $3.89, $3.90, somewhere in that range. I would love to see new crop beans get somewhere close to 888, somewhere in that range. So hopefully, you know, we can see a continued rally out here. Funds are still heavily short. Short about 225 to 250,000 contracts of corn. Short about 125 to 150,000 contracts of beans. Short about 60,000 wheat. So there's more buying potential out here if the funds want to cover, let alone if they try the long side of this market. So I like the way the market's acting, and hopefully we can see some higher prices yet. We haven't seen anything on a trade deal. It seems to be certainly on the back burner. Farm groups are calling for the president to do something positive. The president looks like he might make $15 billion of direct payments to American farmers, but mainly in soybeans and in hogs, where the president feels that the tariffs are having the most damage. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.